Myrtle, tell my advisor group to come in. Oh, never mind. They just walked in.
Pence, Bannon, Kellyanne, how are you?
Sieg Heil, mein Führer.
Sieg Heil, mein Führer.
Sieg Heil, mein Führer.
Oh, come on. Stop yanking my chain with that Hitler stuff, you goofs. Hey, I gotta tell you about the experience I had last night after I went to bed.
You had a dream?
No, Kellyanne, you know I've never had a dream in my life. Who needs dreams when you've got $1 billion? No, this was an actual experience.
Don't you want to go over the legislative agenda first? This is the day we planned on ripping the heart and soul out of America.
We'll get to that in good time, Bannon. First, the experience. It's important because it changed my life.
How has it changed you, aside from changing your voice? You're sounding like some kind of Bernie supporter from New Hampshire.
Well, just shut up and listen, Pence, and I'll tell you. Last night, before turning in, I ordered a burrito from a taco truck that had been parked down at the White House corner ever since I moved in. Don't know why, I consumed the whole thing, and an extra helping of refried beans, belched and farted as usual, and laid down. Within minutes, I was awakened by this gorgeous woman with big melons, lot of teeth, and a set of tire chains she was wearing.
Wake up, Donald.
Who are you? Wait, it's you, my ex-wife Ivana. Hey, what's with the chains you're wearing? I'm not into that S&M stuff anymore. Well, not chains anyway.
I am not Ivana. I am the ghost of America present. These are the chains I forged in life, being married to an asshole like you. And please don't grab my pussy.
I'll try not to, but you can't be a ghost. All apparitions are stopped by the White House security guards before they can get inside. You must be a bit of undigested guacamole.
You will come with me to see America present right here in the District of Columbia. You're going to learn a few things they didn't teach you at that bogus military academy.
Can I get my coat?
Fuck that. Just throw that old Richard Nixon Memorial antimacassar around your rounded shoulders.
Where are we, Ivana?
Forget that Ivana crap. This looks like the Iwo Jima Monument.
Who are these guys wandering around this time of night with worried looks?
They are gay blades searching for companionship. They look worried because they fear the kind of bullies who support you.
Are there no gay clubs in town that will take them in, protect them, give them Mai Tais? Are there no all-night showings of The Sound of Music where they can sleep and grope each other in darkened theaters anywhere in the city?
No. Your evangelical vice president and racist homophobic attorney general have ended all that. And this is the last place they may huddle, or whatever it is they do down here.
Why here?
I've been told that they are attracted by the statue's burly men in bronze all grasping a somewhat phallic flagpole.
Oh, and what lesson is it I am being taught by this sight?
None. We're not supposed to be here. I had the GPS set for DuPont Circle, and it screwed up. Let's try again.
Hey, look. It's that homophobic bastard Trump. Let's get him.
Get him! Get that prick! Hang him!
Hang him!
Let me out of
here!
But I meant them no harm.
No time for that now. Let's get the hell out of here. Okay, here we are. Look around.
Bunch of bums sitting around drinking cheap wine and smoking dope.
Look more closely at the one over there.
Jesus Christ! It's my strategic advisor, Steve Bannon. Bannon, get your ass over here.
Oh, hi, Chief. What are you doing out here so late? Care for a slug of this $3.95 Merlot? A hit off this doobie? It's pretty good shit.
I repeat, what are you doing here?
Working undercover. Yeah, that's it. Working undercover to identify commies, pinkos, Obamans, Bernie bros, bums, panhandlers, Wall Street occupiers, abortion supporters, Trump insulters, Scalia murderers, hands up, don't shoot demonstrators, Black Lives people, brown lives, people, what have you. So when the time comes, we can scoop them right up and hustle them off to the concentration camps.
What the fuck are you talking about? We don't have any concentration camps.
Not yet. They take a while to build. They're under construction in Kansas. I thought I told you. Sieg Heil, hail Trump.
Now knock that off. Ghost of America present, I've seen enough. Take me home.
Home again. Now I'm turning you over to someone who has seen it all. Let's hear it for the ghost of America Past.
Yay! Yay!
Wait a minute. You're no ghost. You're my other ex-wife, Marla Maples. I would recognize those gorgeous knockers anywhere. Oh, yeah. Ivana's the one I cheated on before I married you, but I just spent some time with her in the present. Well, no, I went bankrupt with that thing. Ghosts aren't allowed to be sarcastic, are they? Listen, that was a fluke. I've made tons of money by being a smart businessman. I'm a billionaire, for cripe's sake. God, no. Get that thing away from me. Even my dog won't eat that crap.
No, no, even my dog won't eat that crap. Not my dog.
Even my dog won't eat that crap.
Yeah, chop steaks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't have no idea what I'm talking about in this because I'm not reading the other lines. I don't see anything. But I did convince a lot of students to enroll, and that prepaid tuition brought in some big bucks. It worked to make me a success in academia, too. No more Ghost of America Past. I've seen enough. I've seen that my America is not all that great, and neither was I. What a frickin' mess. What is this? Where are we? Who are you? You look like my wife, Melania, though with clothes on. But you don't have an accent. You also look like one of the many hookers I have known. Then again, to me, most women look like the hookers I have known. Except for the unfortunate ones who look like Rosie O'Donnell. And who's that guy over there? The one in rags sitting on the steps selling mouse pads. Why, it looks like my strategic advisor, Steve Bannon, again. Steve! Steve, what are you doing?
What the fuck does it look like I'm doing, shithead? I'm selling Donald Trump mouse pads. They've got your picture on them above the caption, "Hoover was my favorite president." Want to buy one? Only 2 bits. But wait, there's more. There's a free apple, a free pencil, and it comes with a small hammer you can use to beat on your face. They're selling like Donald Trump mouse pads with hammers.
Steve, come back to the White House. Let's get you cleaned up and back to work.
Hey, ex-president douchebag, you don't live there anymore. You've been impeached, and I don't work there anymore. Get the fuck away from me.
Future, what has happened? What is happening to me? Why, it's Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and Mike Pence, all naked. Ugh, tarred and feathered and being carried on wooden rails to top angry people's shoulders. McConnell looks like some kind of fucking buzzard with all them feathers, but then he always did, didn't he? Why is this happening? Where are the police? Oh my God, Pence, Mike Pence. How did you end up here?
They caught me with my wife in a back alley. We were getting her an abortion.
But why are you doing that, an evangelical like you?
Because baby lives don't matter when they're half black. Even those who are born into the Pence family.
Future, why are Ryan and O'Connell being punished? What have they done? But the people doing the tarring and feathering, I recognize them. They're the same ones who voted for me. And so, Kellyanne, Bannon, and Pence, after last night, I've learned my lesson. No more tax cuts for the wealthy and no more gutting social programs. We're keeping Obamacare and making it better. This will be a new day in America. Call Bernie Sanders. I've got to give him the good news.
Sounds good, Don. But first, let's go up on the roof and start off the day with some fresh air. We'll drink in the view and quaff a couple of Bloody Marys.
Sure, why not? We can celebrate my reawakening. Yes, it's such a grand view from up here on the roof. What do you think about our bringing back those solar panels that Carter put up here and Reagan tore down? What a shit brain that guy Reagan really was, right?
Say, boss, have you ever looked at the Rose Garden from here? It's quite spectacular. You have to come over here to the edge to get a proper look.
Why, you're right, Kellyanne. It is...
Ah! Oh, sorry, boss. Looks like you tripped.
Okay, Pence. It's all up to you now.
You have been listening to A Trump Carol on the Ubu Radio Theater Hour. Players tonight were...
Rolf.
Demi.
San Martin.
Tom.